Kevin May, hello, and how in the musical world are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks very much, Julia. Out on tour. I have a one-day hiatus.
Well, you and your partner, Mick Lynch, have a new band name, Storyman, a new homeland, yes. NYC in the US of A. How is it all suiting you and your music?
Great, actually. I was always happy with the name, but there was definitely difficulties with it. Sometimes, well, it happened quite often where our name would be misspelled or people wouldn't be able to pronounce it or remember it. And it feels like Storyman is a really good match for us as a concept because I feel like we're kind of storytellers. We talk quite a lot on stage between songs, and our songs themselves are quite narrative driven. So it felt like a really good match. And Storyman is also a greeting in Dublin, short for What's the Storyman? Just go, Storyman.
So now your name, it's, you're a noun and an exclamation all at the same time, or and a greeting.
Yes.
That's pretty slick, yes.
Yeah. So that was a nice match up there as well.
Clever, and good for you guys.
No, thank you.
Do you miss the Dublin music scene?
I do. Like, that's where I learned my craft. But now that I'm living in Brooklyn, we're part of a scene here with a lot of Brooklyn musicians. So I don't miss the Dublin scene as much because the Brooklyn scene has now become our new home, so to speak.
Sounds like you're really absorbing it.
Yes, our latest album, I guess our debut album, as Storyman, but it's really our fourth album. Was produced by a man called Chris Kuffner here in Brooklyn, who is now a very good friend of ours. And we use a lot of Brooklyn musicians on it, string players, drummers. So we have four guest singers who are great artists in their own right on the album. So, yeah, it was very much an album influenced very heavily by Brooklyn.
The new album, This Time Around, what are we going to find on it that we've never heard before, even from Guggenheim Grotto, that we're going to hear from the Storyman?
Well, I think, well, first of all, what's going to remain is myself and Mick's vocals are very much, obviously, to the fore. I think that was always our calling card, how our voices work together. And also our songwriting and lyric, I feel, are still there as well. We've always concentrated on lyrics and just good craft of songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different, to answer your question, I definitely think using all these musicians has given it a bigger sound, and especially towards the end of songs. Sometimes when we used to produce ourselves, we wouldn't kick up that last gear, you know, for the crescendo or the climax at the end of the song. For example, Cherry Red, which is a song about the end of the world,
mm-hmm.
It really cranks up towards the end, and there's really a cacophony of sound and strings getting ever increasingly higher, and electric guitar is getting growly and aggressive, and it's all very cathartic and something that we hadn't done before.
Did it surprise you when that came out?
Yeah, it did. It was a lot of fun. It was very exciting to have that side and to be able to exercise it.
Well, we have been discussing all that's new in your and Mick's musical world. And going back to the basics, what hasn't changed a bit? What is just totally Kevin and Mick?
Well, I think anybody who has seen us in Fort Wayne before, they won't be hugely surprised. It'll be just myself and Mick again as a duo. So even though we have produced this album quite heavily with a band, you're going to be hearing us perform those songs in a much stripped back, simplified version, more acoustic sounding. And I think that's what people always love most about us anyhow. It's our voices, really, that has remained the constant, you know.
Have you encountered any major surprises about the United States since you've moved here?
Well, you know what? Fort Wayne is one of those surprises.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm in a good way. These things happen where specific areas, for some reason, resonate with your music. And one of those places has been Fort Wayne for us. And we just love coming back there because we're received so well. And we've got loads of friends there now from coming back so often. And yeah, so we always look forward to coming to Fort Wayne. It really is a highlight on any tour that we do. I'm really just looking forward to this show coming up in Come to Go.
Kevin May is Storyman, formerly known as Guggenheim Grotto, along with Mick Lynch. He joined us by phone today in the WBOI studios. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your tour time day off with us. Safe travels, ever happy trails, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Buildings around.